This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
قاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله, we praise Allah, we seek His aid and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there's no one worthy of worship except Allah the Exalted, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and slave. O you who believe, fear Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. Humanity, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, being Adam, and from that created his mates, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, fear your Lord and do not cut off relations with your kin. Indeed, Allah is the ultimate monitor over you. O humanity, fear your Lord and speak the truth in order for Allah to accept you of your deeds and forgive you of any sins you may have committed. And indeed, whoever follows Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, the best speech is the book of Allah Ta'ala, and the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation, and for every innovation is a form of going astray, and every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. A man walks inside of the waiting room, asks where his relative is. He was told by the nurse at the charge station, when she pointed to the direction of the closed curtain, he walks over there, he opens the curtain, and he sees his relative. Relative is about to get surgery. And he walks in, and he is saddened. He's saddened at the situation. It leads him to speak about what were the things that that individual did, or what was done to them that led them to that particular sickness, or was a particular ailment to where it required surgery. But the person that was Musab, the person that was the patient, kept telling them, it's okay, don't worry about it. It's fine, it happens. It just happened to me, it's okay. But the relative, out of ishfaq, out of sadness for them, is saying no. To where the patient just outright said, look, let's stop complaining. Let's do what's within our power, and let's hope that everything turns out okay. Complaining, brothers and sisters. There have been many changes that have taken place within these past couple of months. And many of us don't want to hear about, okay, is there another COVID khutbah? But in reality, a lot of these changes that take place will continue. The most important thing is, what is the attitude of the Muslim? What is the attitude of a person that has a belief in the one that has created everything and allows things to happen, good, bad, and quote unquote ugly? When we complain, we really have to evaluate the situation and ourselves. The situation and ourselves. What happens to and around us, and our response to those events. The reasons that we complain are primarily two: being complacent and impatient. Complacent and impatient. How? How is it that when we are complacent, it breeds or genders lack of pleasure to where we complain? Many of us have had a new supervisor in our job, or many of us have went to a new location or had a new position. And we have encountered, or we have been the individual that has complained because of the change. We naturally do not like change. Some of us, when hearing that we had to stand 6 feet apart, we were not happy. Some of us complained in our households. Some of us complained when we were at home and the mosque was closed. Some of us complained that we have to wear masks. Many of us have complained on one, or maybe some of us haven't complained on any of these, or have heard someone that has. Because we naturally do not like change. If we are used to something, we don't want to change. And this was the essence of why the people went against their prophets. When they would call them to change the most important factor of their lives, which was تَعَلِّقُ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ, which was, where is your heart, or should your heart be devoted to? And how do you manifest that devotion? When it was calling to one God, and when it was calling to following the man that was trustworthy and known, it was difficult for them because it went against what was commonly practiced. It went against the norm. And the second thing that we see is impatience. All of us suffer from impatience. Many of us know that when we drive on the road and we're trying to get somewhere and someone blocks us and we do not find out within the next 30 seconds what is going on, we may say, do, or at least feel some kind of way that could possibly be out of character. We are impatient. But what's important for us is to accept that reality. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the chapter of Ma'arij, He said, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. Allah says that mankind was verily, he was created هَلُوعًا, يعني هَلَعْ, عَدْمُ الصَّبْرُ, that mankind was created impatient. And then he defines it with a similar word, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. If evil, quote unquote evil, or what he perceives as evil at the moment, if he was or she was to be afflicted by that, they are impatient, they are sorrowful, they are angry. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And if good was to befall him or her, if something good, quote unquote, that they perceive as good was to happen to them, they are prohibited. They prohibit from giving. They prohibit from spreading that khair. So when seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges and lets us know about ourselves, tells us about ourselves, whether you admit it, accept it or not, is totally up to you. But accepting that truth is what is most important. That we are created as people that we want something immediately. And as we see in this society, the press of a button can start your car. The press of a button can fire someone. The press of a button in a matter of seconds can fulfill your desire, whatever you want. And when something less than that happens takes more time, we express or show an attitude of impatience. So when understanding these two primary aspects of complaining, let's look and evaluate ourselves and see, am I someone that does not accept change even if I know that it may be for the better? And am I someone, when that change happens, or when something happens to me that I do not anticipate, expect, want, am I impatient? أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. So understanding this, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about this in numerous places in the Quran. There were many events that took place with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions that addressed this reality. Firstly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given some meat or some soup, and the companion related, it's a female, she gave him some soup with some bread, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dipped his fingers in it, فَأَحْرَقَ أَصَابِعَهُ, and it burned his fingers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hass," and some say "Hassi." It's kind of like an expression, like "Ah." Upon that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to remind himself and all of us. He said, "Inna ibn Adam, إذا أصابه البرد قال حس، وإذا أصابه الحر قال حس." Subhanallah. He says, "Mankind." Upon this, he was burned. His fingers were burned. He says, subhanAllah, mankind, if he was to be afflicted,